You are Locked On Bears, your daily Chicago Bears podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You are Locked On Bears, and I'm your host, Lauren Cox from Pro Football Focus and BearsWire.com, part of the USA Today Sports Media Group. We are back to bring you more Bears talk in the middle of your week, or whenever you get around to listening to this podcast, and we're interrupting our Chicago Bears early regular season preview again to be Locked On Madden today. The folks over at EA Sports released the ratings for all of the players in the, at least the launch rosters for Madden 19. So today we're going to take the podcast to kind of go through, you know, some of the surprises, the notables, some of what they got wrong, some of what they got right, and kind of get a general reaction to how the game developers feel the Bears kind of stand out right now. And, you know, maybe this is a decent overview of how the team is viewed around the NFL. You know, in Chicago, I feel like when you hear all the Bears news from your Bears news outlets, hopefully it's BearsWire.com first and foremost, you know, you kind of get caught up in a little bit of the team, and if a lot of positivity comes out over time, you start to build up more and more hype, more and more expectations, more and more excitement about this Bears team. But, you know, the folks over at Madden don't have that type of influence, and, you know, maybe it calls into question where exactly their source of NFL information comes from. I know from working at Pro Football Focus that, you know, PFF does not contract out their player grades to Madden. It wouldn't surprise me if Madden looks at PFF grades in input for their player ratings, but certainly it doesn't directly translate anywhere near to that at all. But regardless, Madden kind of comes with more of an outsider's perspective. And plus, I think it's just interesting to look at a video game that I'm going to play. I'm sure a lot of you are going to play, and we can kind of gauge where the Chicago Bears are going to be, because it's going to be a fun team, certainly more fun than last year with the new playbook, the new coaching staff, and all the new weapons on offense. But the player ratings certainly play a big part in how much fun they're going to be. And there's a few in particular that might have a pretty big impact on that area of the gameplay. Of course, we have to start with the headliner, not only the headliner for the Bears, but I also think the most notable and eyebrow-raising rating, maybe in the entire game, maybe that's a Chicago bias here, but the certainly the most notable Madden rating for any player on the Chicago Bears is Mitchell Trubisky. He has what I believe is a 74 overall rating, which if you're not a hardcore Madden player or anything, that might not mean as much to you, but what it is the lowest rating for a starting quarterback in the NFL. There are 38 quarterbacks in the game with a higher overall than Mitchell Trubisky for next year. Quarterbacks including, you know, all of the first round rookies, plus, you know, Tyrod Taylor, Blake Bortles, Nick Foles, Joe Flacco, Teddy Bridgewater, Andy Dalton, Patrick Mahomes, who played exactly one game last year, and Trubisky 74 ends up sitting 2 points higher than Mike Glennon and 2 points higher than DeShone Kizer and 2 points higher than Brock Osweiler. I mean, this is kind of the category, you know, he's tied with Josh Allen and one below Sam Darnold. This is kind of the category that they're putting Mitchell Trubisky in for this season. And when you look more closely at his, you know, other more specific ratings, he gets a 83 short accuracy, 77 mid accuracy, and 75 deep accuracy. And that is at least, I guess, proportional to, I think, what we've seen from Mitchell Trubisky from college and from last year, in the sense that he struggles sometimes with the placement and touch on deep passes. But certainly, I think he's much more accurate in the short and the medium game. And I know there were some incomplete throws last year that maybe shouldn't have been incomplete, but certainly feels like this Madden rating isn't accurately reflecting some of the struggles that took place around him. I mean, like even his strength, throwing on the run, he gets an 85 rating, which is, you know, pretty good, but that's one less than Ryan Tannehill. That's, you know, one or two less than Baker Mayfield. It's one less than Deshaun Watson. You know, it's tied with Jimmy Garoppolo, certainly far below where they have like Carson Wentz and, you know, Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers kind of lead the league there. But it seems like they're not giving Mitchell Trubisky a ton of credit for the success that he had last year. And, you know, I'm not going to try and ramble on and, you know, complain about a video game's rating for Mitchell Trubisky, but, you know, at least they give him an 83 speed, 87 acceleration, 83 agility. He's got some ability to work with his legs, but they're clearly not sold on what he was able to do as a passer last year. And I mean, I guess if you box score scout and look at his completion percentage and passer rating and touchdown and interception, you see a quarterback that struggled a lot last year. But of course, the intelligent and the Bears fans that listen to this podcast know he made some excellent next-level throws last year. He made a lot of mistakes. He threw interceptions in poor situations, but he was a product of a poor offensive system and a poor supporting cast, in addition to his perhaps lack of opportunity to get prepared to be a starting quarterback. And that's why everyone's expecting such a big bump from him in 2018. And I suppose if Madden is trying to evaluate him based on last year and not preemptively increase his ratings for what he might do this year, then maybe you put him towards the bottom of the league starting quarterback. But, you know, you run some quick math there. 39th overall quarterback means there are seven backups they view as better than Mitchell Trubisky. That includes probably here Josh Allen, Sam Darnold, Josh Rosen, Teddy Bridgewater, Lamar Jackson, and Nick Foles, and depending on who starts in Cleveland, Tyrod Taylor, Baker Mayfield. Those seem to kind of be the backup quarterbacks here rated above Mitchell Trubisky. And, you know, individually, maybe there's some arguments to be made here and there that some quarterbacks are better than Trubisky, but big picture, he is not the 39th best quarterback in the NFL. And that one, I think, might be the hardest to swallow from the ratings for Madden 19. You know what is easy to swallow? Blue Chew. That's right. Blue, like the color blue, Blue Chew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence when it comes to the bedroom. You can take Blue Chew anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach, and because they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as the little blue pill, so you can be ready whenever that opportunity arises. Blue Chew is made in the USA and prescribed online, shipping straight to your door in a discreet package. And because it comes straight to you, it's cheaper than a pharmacy. There's no awkward in-person doctor visits, none of that stuff. And right now, we've got a special deal for Locked On Bears listeners. If you visit bluechew.com, you can get your first shipment free when you use our special promo code Locked On. All you have to do is pay shipping and handling. Again, it's bluechew.com, bluechew.com, promo code Locked On, LOCKEDON, to try it absolutely free. Blue Chew is the faster, cheaper, and better choice, and we thank them for sponsoring Locked On Bears. So clearly, Madden 19 is not a big fan of Mitchell Trubisky, but who do they like on the Chicago Bears? Let's go now to their highest rated Bears players from an overall standpoint. It kind of gives you a feeling of maybe who people from outside of Chicago view as the top players on both sides of the ball with the Bears. Obviously, it's not Mitchell Trubisky, but it does include a few new faces on offense and some familiar ones on defense. Let's work our way up here from the bottom of the top five to number one, and maybe along the way you can see if you guess it. Maybe even take a second now. Guess who you think the top five players in Madden for the Chicago Bears are going to be? Because actually, the number five spot is tied with two players, tying for an 84 overall. And we'll start there with Trey Burton and Danny Trevathan both tying for that fifth spot, mentioned 84th overall. And Danny Trevathan, as you might expect, he leads the Bears with a tackle rating of 92. You know, typical, you know, good acceleration numbers, good coverage numbers, good speed numbers, kind of the things you would expect. They, for the most part, they get it right with Danny Trevathan. And then with Trey Burton at an 84, certainly for a player that hasn't proven a lot in the NFL, that almost feels a little bit generous. I mean, maybe that, unlike Trubisky, is giving Burton a bump for what he will do in the future rather than what he has done in the past. And I guess maybe that's more a reflection of his physical ability. Like, for example, they give him a 90 in the agility rating, which is actually the top rating among all tight ends. I mean, they clearly see him as a guy who is shifty before and probably after the catch there too, as being able to make plays with or without the ball in his hands and use his kind of rare combination of size and speed in this particular manner to make a difference in the Chicago Bears offense, even though the production throughout his career so far hasn't been up to maybe an 84 overall rating. It does show that they like his physical tools to be able to do more. And they also gave him a 79 elusiveness rating, which maybe doesn't seem impressive on the surface, but it's actually the second highest among tight ends behind only Jordan Reed with Washington. So clearly agility and elusiveness, making plays after the catch when the Bears get the ball in his hands, again, feels a little bit more like they're projecting him forward to the success he might have this season rather than fully reflecting what he's done in the past, which seems reasonable, but it wasn't necessarily applied to Mitchell Trubisky. So I guess for me, it makes that decision a little bit more head-scratching. The fourth highest rated Bears player in Madden 19 is Jordan Howard, which might not be too much of a surprise there. He comes in at 85 overall, which is actually the same rating he had when the last version of Madden was released, so not really particularly moving the needle that much in that department. But, you know, it's interesting that even after another season of issues in the receiving game, which I've talked about on this podcast before as potentially being a little bit overblown just based on the drops and the quality of the drops and how not all dropped passes are created equal, his catch rating in the game, it's a 67, which is not good for a running back, but it's actually up one from where it was last year. I think he started at a 66 when the season started last year. So, I mean, not a lot of movement there. He's got a 94 carrying rating, which basically just is how often do you not fumble. You know, the higher your carrying rating, the less often you're going to fumble. That's the fourth best among all running backs, and his ball carrier vision and trucking both are in the high 80s, and I think those ranked in the top 12 at his position across the league. But he's only 2 overall points ahead of Tariq Cohen, and we're going to get into Tariq Cohen a little bit later on this podcast. He wasn't one of the top 5, but his particular ratings, I think, are something we need to parse out a little bit more. But it's interesting how close the two rushers in the Bears' backfield are, especially given Howard's more proven production and Cohen's more projected production moving into 2018. The third highest rated Bear here in Madden 19 might be a little bit more surprising if you're playing along at home. It's Akeem Hicks at an 86 overall. I believe last year he was at an 86 overall as well, so that might just be the most head-scratching part of all of it, is that he goes into last year at that rating, then puts up a career-high 8.5 sacks, plays extremely well against the run, maybe gets snubbed for the Pro Bowl and the NFL's top 100 list and all this recognition, and ends up right back where he started a year ago. Now, if you ask me, I think Akeem Hicks should probably be the highest rated player on the Bears roster. I think he is probably the most talented player on the team, just in terms of what type of an impact they can make and how much better they are than, you know, a replacement level player at their own position. Akeem Hicks made the single biggest impact of any player on the Bears defense last year, and certainly no one on the offense other than, you know, the quarterback being such an important player. But in terms of like the best player on the Chicago Bears roster last year, it's Akeem Hicks. And maybe you could make an argument that the Bears have brought in some players that could potentially be better than Akeem Hicks, and there's one in particular that ranks above him in the Madden ratings. We'll get to him next. But, man, even though, you know, Pro Football Focus had someone else rated higher, and, you know, I see Akeem Hicks as really being the most positive influencer on this Bears team. And so it's a little bit surprising that he stays at 86, third best player on the team. They gave him a pretty high block shedding rating. I think that was the best on the Bears, and ninth best at 89 block shedding among defensive ends. Somehow, his 89 block shedding is one higher than Aaron Donald at 88. I think Aaron Donald should have a 99 block shedding, you know, 95 plus power move, finesse move. I mean, Aaron Donald is by and large the best at getting to the quarterback from an interior defensive line position of anybody in the NFL. And I think Madden might have shorted him a little bit in that department, but that's beside the point. You know, Hicks got a 94 play recognition rating and 83 power move rating. Both of those were tops on the Bears. Obviously, the block shedding tops on the Bears, and as, you know, third best player on the team, you expect him to lead the team in some categories, but I think he should have led the team in overall. 86, I would have given him at least a couple points higher, and we'll see, you know, if he can repeat the success he had last year. I think you'll see as the season goes on, that number can start to creep up. For those playing along at home, we're down now to the two highest rated Bears in Madden 19, and the second player is the newcomer that you might expect, ranking near the top for the team. It's Allen Robinson, coming in with an 87 overall as a wide receiver. It's really putting him up there in terms of Madden territory in Alshon Jeffrey and Brandon Marshall kind of range. And, you know, I think this guy is going to be fun to play with. You know, of course he leads the Bears in catching and catching traffic and all the receiver ratings in the game. And overall, that 87 rating is tied for the 20th highest among wide receiver, but he has a 94 spectacular catch rating. It's tied for 10th best at his position. And again, if you're not very much into the game, spectacular catch is basically the rating that controls a lot of jump ball situations and you know, the diving catches and the, you know, I think it's a little bit self-explanatory in terms of spectacular catch, but it's typically more for contested situations and downfield situations, which is a little bit contrasting with catch in traffic, which is a separate rating in Madden, which is, you know, more of the contested catch, but a little bit, you know, the line is blurry between the two of them, that when it's a straight up jump ball, that's more catch in traffic, whereas spectacular catch is like, you know, Madden will create an animation to do a one-handed catch when you're falling backwards, and just kind of generally when you're throwing it up for a receiver, those are the plays that fall in spectacular catch, whereas catch in traffic can be a little bit more contact-based when there's actual, you know, another player is making a play on the ball and you want your player to come down with it. I mean, I guess I don't know the exact Madden word-for-word definitions for those, but from my experience playing the game, Allen Robinson here with a 94 spectacular catch rating, plus a pretty darn high jump rating as well. It's not among the top of the league, but it's over 90. He can get up there. He can make plays when you throw deep, and I think it's going to be fun to use him in this Bears offense, kind of the way you've been able to do with Alshon Jeffrey in the past and Brandon Marshall for a little bit of time there. I think the most interesting thing maybe with Robinson's grade, I mean, obviously last year wasn't really able to affect it because of the torn ACL, but the one thing that does affect, or in theory should affect, is his injury rating. And yet it remains at an 89 injury rating. So I guess, I mean, maybe there's not a direct correlation to ACL tears leading to repeat injuries, but it's just interesting that you would think, as maybe a surface level thought, a player injured last year would have a lower injury rating in the game with the potential to be re-injured while you're playing with him. But that's not the case for Allen Robinson, who did deal with injuries in 2016, even though he played most of the season, had dealt with nagging injuries there. You would think maybe the game would reflect a little bit more that it doesn't. I don't know if that means they aren't paying close enough attention to his injury history, or if they're just aware of it and legitimately not that concerned, that from a gameplay perspective in terms of emulating realistic football, that they're not concerned that he could suffer repeat injuries this season. Before we move on to the highest rated Bear in Madden 19, plus some other player ratings that really caught my eye. I want to remind you about some of the other podcasts we've got going on here in the Locked On Podcast Network. Locked On Cubs has been talking Cubs All-Stars, plus the sort of revitalization a little bit of Kyle Hendricks pitching at the mound. He had a pretty big game against the San Francisco Giants. Then Locked On Bulls is talking Bulls free agency, matching the Zach LaVine contract, and also talking about their summer league and some of the other contracts that they might have going on here in free agency. And Locked On NFL Draft previewed the supplemental draft, which takes place July 11th, that is Wednesday, and they're also starting to look ahead at 2019 NFL Draft prospects. So the Locked On Podcast Network is your place for Chicago sports talk across the board, whether it's Locked On Cubs, Locked On Bulls, Locked On White Sox to be determined, or of course, your favorite Chicago Bears podcast, Locked On Bears. So you might be sitting there thinking to yourself, okay, who could be the highest rated Bears player in Madden if it's not Allen Robinson, it's not Akeem Hicks, not Jordan Howard, not Danny Trevathan, not Trey Burton? Who's left? Well, if you've listened to this podcast regularly over the last few months, I think you might be able to piece together here the one name that we haven't mentioned so far. And maybe it's a surprise to you that he's number one, but it wouldn't be a surprise to me that he's in the top five. And I can see where if you're not going to make Akeem Hicks number one and you're going to put Allen Robinson ahead of Akeem Hicks anyway, then I guess you put Adrian Amos as the highest rated player for the Bears in Madden 19, coming in at a 90 overall. And I know here at Pro Football Focus, we graded Adrian Amos as the Bears' best player. We put him up in the 92 range, which is nowhere close to directly translating a 92 PFF grade for 2017 equals a Madden grade. That's not what I'm trying to say, but clearly one of the elite safeties in the eyes of PFF, one of the best safeties in the eyes of Madden 19 as well. I think he is the fifth highest rated safety overall in the game. And I think among strong safeties, he's tied for second with Cam Chancellor and LaMarcus Joyner of the Los Angeles Rams. And maybe the most interesting thing, I mean, yes, it's up 10 points from where he started last year, but he had such a strong season. But when you go beyond the overall rating, they give him a 93 speed. That's tied with Kevin White for the second highest on the Bears. I mean, Taylor Gabriel takes the top spot, and this is what we're going to talk about next, is Tariq Cohen is not up at a 93. He is below Adrian Amos, Kevin White, and Taylor Gabriel, and they gave Amos a 92 acceleration, which is tied with Cohen for the fifth best on the Bears. They made Adrian Amos one of the all-around fastest and most explosive players on the team. And by no means is Adrian Amos a slow player, but he's not a guy I would put in the top five in terms of speed. I mean, Taylor Gabriel, Tariq Cohen, Eddie Jackson has a lot of speed. We've seen him as a kick returner. You know, there's guys on this roster, even Anthony Miller has a little bit of speed, maybe not a top-end guy there, but boy, Adrian Amos, one of the fastest safeties in the NFL, tied for second best at his position, and they gave him an 88 zone coverage rating, which is tied for 11th best among safeties. That seems a little bit more up to speed, but the actual speed and acceleration ratings, that seems a little bit high for him, and maybe that's what helped push him up to 90 overall. I mean, don't get me wrong, he's fast enough to keep up with receivers in the slot and can cover some tight ends and running backs out of the backfield, but he is not one of the three fastest players on the Bears team. I mean, maybe I'm wrong about that. Maybe if they did a foot race one-on-one, but I don't quite see where Madden gets that perspective to rate his speed like that. But like I kind of hinted at there, really kind of calls into question what's going on with Tariq Cohen and with Tariq Cohen's ratings in this game. That had to be one of the most surprising and biggest things that they got wrong. They gave Tariq Cohen a 92 speed, a 92 acceleration, and a 95 agility. That 92 speed rating is the fifth fastest on the Bears, behind Adrian Amos, behind Kevin White, behind Taylor Gabriel, who's at the top, and Bryce Callahan is also up there ahead of Tariq Cohen in terms of speed. And to be specific and clarify here, with the way that Madden breaks up, you know, speed and quickness and explosiveness, speed is considered more your 40-yard dash. That what is their top speed, their maximum, when they're sprinting and going 100% and at full speed, how fast does that player go? Acceleration is self-explanatory. It's their 0 to 60. It's how quickly they can go from a jog to that full speed, wherever that full speed rating is. And then agility is a little bit less cut and dry and clear, but that's obviously change of direction. How much do they slow down when you go from left to right or forward to backward or whatever direction you're going to move? And then, you know, acceleration takes from there to get from there. So agility tells you how much they slow down. Acceleration tells you how long it takes them to go from that slowed down to that full speed. And then speed obviously tells you that full speed. So, you know, that's kind of how Madden breaks up movement ability for players. And Tariq Cohen comes with the fifth fastest speed on the Bears. And his 92 acceleration is sixth on the team. And somehow, Allen Robinson has a higher acceleration than Tariq Cohen. To me, the acceleration stat should be, you know, right there with agility as the biggest indicators of explosiveness. That what makes Tariq Cohen so good is his ability to change direction quickly and his ability to reach top speed quickly. And yes, his 95 agility does lead the Bears, you know, and lead the roster as a whole, but it's 27th in the NFL. And we'll dive into the agility in just a little bit here, but less acceleration than Allen Robinson. Allen Robinson is a great vertical receiver and can win in a lot of ways for you as a wide receiver, but he's not a guy that necessarily makes his mark after the catch and makes big plays. And Madden has a separate stat for release off the line of scrimmage, which Allen Robinson rates very high in, but there's no way Allen Robinson has higher acceleration than Tariq Cohen. I mean, really, his acceleration should be number one on the team, or if anything, number two to Taylor Gabriel. But instead, it's down at number six on the team. And really, you know, guys ahead of him include Bryce Callahan, Taquan Mizell, the undrafted free agent running back that they picked up from the Ravens last year. And of course, Adrian Amos in there as well. So just a couple of head scratchers there with his ratings. And then with his agility, 95. Yes, it's best on the Bears, but 27th in the NFL behind 30-year-old cornerback Vontae Davis and another 30-year-old cornerback Richard Sherman. Madden is trying to tell me that the big physical press man-to-man cornerback Richard Sherman of Legion of Boom Seahawks fame, now on the Seattle Seahawks, coming off of an injury-riddled season, has more agility than Tariq Cohen, arguably one of the most explosive players in the NFL. Trey Burton just compared him to Darren Sproles the other day on the radio. He said, you know, I don't like to compare players to Sproles because I don't want to insult him or anything like that, but, you know, Tariq Cohen is the real deal, all this stuff. And you're putting Richard Sherman and Vontae Davis above him in terms of agility. Just doesn't make any sense to me. I know it's just Madden. I, you know, I'm not trying to get too fired up about a video game, but you got to let Tariq Cohen, the human video game, at least get his due in terms of speed. I mean, throw the overall rating out of there, you know, throw whatever catch and, you know, fumble statistics or whatever. You throw those out the building. This guy is an athlete through and through, and you got to give him his due diligence on Madden. Definitely one of the bigger disappointments after Mitchell Trubisky, of course. And just a couple of other quick notable Madden ratings here before we wrap up. Just going to bounce through quick. Deion Sims comes in at a 77 overall, which, you know, we've been talking about guys that Madden underrated this year. Here's a guy that has way too high of a rating. I mean, he was a 78 last year, comes to the Bears and really offers very little of value to this team. Catches a few passes for 100 plus yards and really struggles as a blocker, despite that kind of being what he was known for. He goes down one from last year. And I'm not saying you couldn't totally bury him as a, you know, a terrible, terrible player in the game. Maybe you can expect some kind of bounce back this year, but I know PFF had him as the 60th best tight end last year, and his 77 in Madden puts him at 33rd. I mean, I guess at the very least, he's lower than Trey Burton and actually lower than Zach Miller, who's still in the game despite not really being able to play at all this season because of that knee injury last year. And then the last one I want to wrap up with is James Daniels, the rookie second-round pick out of Iowa. He comes in at a 74 overall. And you might as well throw Anthony Miller in the same category too, also at a 74 overall. But with Daniels in particular, he is just not quite on the same level as some of the other similar draft picks at his position. Like, Will Hernandez might be the poster boy for this. The UTEP guard, one of the top-rated guards in the draft, a lot of Bears fans were eyeing him up. He goes five spots before James Daniels in Chicago. He gets a 78, and James Daniels is down at 74. It's hard for me to sit here and believe that James Daniels is four overall rating worse than Will Hernandez, who was drafted five slots earlier. And, you know, I think Frank Ragnow is right around in that range, and Billy Price is a couple above James Daniels. Kind of seems like all these offensive linemen should be about in the same category, and yet Daniels is the one that kind of gets stuck at the bottom in terms of Madden rating. Well, I hope you enjoyed our half hour of video game talk there. I know not everybody plays the Madden franchise, but it's football talk in general. It's Bears analysis. We're talking about what they got wrong, what they got right. And it's going to be fun for those of us that do play Madden to really get our hands on this Bears roster. You know, maybe we can go in there and manually improve Mitchell Trubisky and change his ratings to be more like what we actually think and what we see from him on the field over the last couple of years. And then, you know, when you're throwing to Allen Robinson with those big ratings and Trey Burton with his athletic ability plus his ability to catch the ball, I mean, those guys are going to be fun. Maybe you bump up Tariq Cohen's speed a little bit to accurately reflect him. You can move him around in your formation. I mean, this Bears offense feels like a video game offense, and it's going to be fun to see how well that translates in Madden and kind of be able to get your own hands on it and be able to work with that there. You know, we didn't even talk about Roquan Smith, who's got 89 speed, 91 acceleration, 88 agility, another guy that's really going to be fun to use on this defense. It's just a more fun Bears team. You know, credit to Matt Nagy just not being boring like John Fox, but also Ryan Pace bringing in guys that are just, at the very least, more entertaining. And we'll see if that directly translates into more wins in 2018 or if it's maybe a little bit of a longer process, but I know you're looking forward to the season. I'm looking forward to the season. Training camp is really close. The players report next week and the practices open in like 10, 11 days. By the time this podcast comes into your ears, it might be even closer. So really think this is the time of year to keep it locked on Locked On Bears. Subscribe to the podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the Google Podcast app, whatever you're using. We are on there. You can follow us on Twitter at Cox Sports One for me in particular, and the show is at Locked On Bears. Locked On Bears is also on Instagram as well. You can keep up with our podcasts that way. All sorts of good stuff coming with you. We're continuing our regular season schedule preview this week with the Detroit Lions. We'll be joined by Chris Burke from The Athletic Detroit to give us his expert opinion on where this Lions team stands, because they're really the measuring stick for the Bears. 9-17 last year, looking to make a playoff push again this year. How far behind or where exactly the Bears do stack up with the team kind of projected third in the division, right above the Bears, right in that same potential range here. I think our chat with Chris Burke is really going to be informative, and he's an expert. I mean, he really brings it, and I think we'll get a little bit of a better perspective on some of the question marks surrounding Detroit and how that might compare to what the Bears are going to get this season, because they play Detroit with one game in between to the Vikings later on in the season, and that's really going to be a critical stretch in the schedule. Hope you'll tune into that podcast as you have with this one and so many others. We really appreciate you, loyal listeners, and in return, I invite you to bear down.